Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Y'all, I can't even. I can't even make it. I do not know. So I'm recording this at 5:43 p.m. on November 3rd. So for those of you who are listening to this in the future, you already know what happened. And I don't. But I am full of anxiety about this. I am a worrier by nature. I'm also a pessimist by nature. And I also, like, on reality shows like Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, like all of those shows, the person who I hate in the season always wins. It's always the way it works my entire life. If I hate someone, or I don't like them, or I think their gameplay sucked, or I think they're a jerk, or they're privileged and they've had everything handed to them and I really want the underdog to win, those people always win. And so in an election, so for those of you who don't know, today is election day in the United States. And in an election, I know it's not a reality show, although one could argue that our current president is a reality TV star and not, I use the word star lightly. And the people, and I don't want to talk bad about people. I know I don't want to make sweeping statements. But the people that seem to support our current president seem to be basing this on hate and tribalism and not wanting people from other races to succeed or wanting them to go back to what some country they probably didn't even come from, where even ones that are Americans and they, these people that support Trump, it seems to all be based on all of these negative things. Not wanting to help poor people, not wanting to help people with medical conditions, wanting to be selfish and keep their money for themselves, wanting to keep immigrants out. Wanting, like, all of these things, driving around, and I was reading an article, and I can't remember if I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but I was reading an article yesterday that a Biden bus was scheduled to park somewhere in Austin, Texas, and have a rally of some sort. And I believe Kamala was on the bus, and a bunch of Trump supporters tried to run their bus off the road. They blockaded the road so that they couldn't have their rally. Think about this. If that had been a Trump bus, he's the president. There would have been cops all over that. There would have been people arrested. There would have been people going to jail, Secret Service, FBI. Because he's afforded those protections because he's current president. But the person running against him, or the person running for vice president against his administration, is almost run off the road by people, supporters of Trump. And he was supportive of it in something that he said in one of his rallies he was doing yesterday. These are, and I'm not saying that all Republicans are this way, I'm not saying it, but these are the things that you see, and it just confuses me. It really confuses me. I've always thought of America as being good. At the heart of it all, I've thought of us as being good. And I've looked at these other countries that have had dictatorships and other things go wrong and all the greed and all the hatred and all that. And I thought, you know, at the core of America, we're good. And the past 4 years, I've really started doubting that. At least, it's hard for me to believe that when you see these people. And tonight is a big, and I didn't even mention gay rights and all the conservative Supreme Court judges that have been put on the bench since you know, and I'm just so out of sorts right now. And I know all the polls predicted Biden win, but again, from my past experience, what I want to happen usually does not happen. And I'm not putting that out there. I don't want to put negativity out there in the world. I'm just telling you guys what I'm experiencing right now. And I don't know whether to put on a movie and try to ignore what's happening or watch the results or, I don't know, take a sleeping pill and try to get some sleep. I'm not really sure. But, and this would be the way that it was no matter what, because again, I'm a pessimist and I'm a worrier. And I will worry until I know the result. So that's going to be the way it is. But that's what I'm feeling right now. All right. So we have a couple of voicemails. Let's go ahead and listen to those. Maybe there'll be something more positive.
Adam.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. The day has arrived. Finally. Okay. So anyway, I'm sitting downstairs. You know, obviously basements are always chilly or whatever. So anyway, I sit down here at this little chair, which next week I really need to start standing up. I brought my stand-up desk home. But anyway, so, hey, Scotty, I'm talking really fast. So anyway, I sit here and then I stretch my legs out or whatever, and there's all kinds of creaking and cracking and creaking or whatever. Oh. It's like, oh my God, I'm so old. But anyway, it's election day. So I'm with you. I'm with you all day, dude, and tomorrow. This is frightening, to say the least. But I hope Daniel's right. Partially right. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Kathy. I'm with you. Thank you for calling. And we will go ahead and listen to... I also creak. I'm getting old. So let's listen to the next one. This is from someone not even in our country.
Right. Scotty, happy 505th episode. It's really great. Sorry I missed number 500, but I just wasn't prepared. And, you know, I was scared that by the time I got to say congratulations, the message would be cut off because it doesn't seem to last on your crappy Windows computer. But anyway, I'm just ringing to say that I hope that the election goes okay today, right now in America, and you are safe, but you're in the South. So I guess you'll be safe because Trump will most likely win.
Oh, well, there we go. There's some positivity for those of you who want Trump to win. And yeah, I am in the South, so, you know, he called again.
Scotty, you're Aussie Battler here, and I'm just ringing to say happy 505th episode, and I thought I would call you back straight away because most likely you've cut off the other message. What I have to say, I hope you have a great election day. It is today in America right now. So anyway, you'll be safe because you're in the South and Trump will probably win, so you don't have to worry. But listen, you have a really giant house and I hope you've stocked up on food in case the revolution starts.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I was like, let's listen to some voicemails because maybe they'll be positive and bring me out of my funk. So look, let me say something positive. We will all, no matter what happens, and let's look at the positive side of that. I may have listeners that support Trump. I doubt it, but I may. So, you know, all the polls have predicted that Biden was going to win. So for those of us who are supporting Biden, that looks good for us. So we all have hope, and we should all have hope. We should all have hope. No matter what, you should just have hope in life. So that's one good thing. Going into this, we've seen a lot of people really get off their butts and start getting involved, including myself, because in the past, I wasn't a very political person, and I've really gotten off my butt. So there, we can all have hope, and we can look at the good side of things that a lot of people have taken action and started getting out there and doing what they need to be doing. And another positive layer of this is no matter what happens tonight, no matter what happens tonight, we all, gay rights took years and years and years and years. And there were people out there on the front lines. There were those drag queens at Stonewall who did what they needed to do in order to bring light to LGBT and LGBTQ issues. And we are at a historical point in our country, and no matter what happens tonight, we can still do so much to make things the way that they should be. We can, maybe the Senate will be turned more Democratic, more to the side of Democrat. And through that, we can get some bills through that need to be passed. We can erase some things that have happened in the past 4 years. If not, we can use this as a way to go out there and continue this blue wave that's going on and get more and more people behind the cause and get, you know, make changes. And, you know, that could be a positive thing. Sometimes you need to get really low. And I mean, I know that we've gotten, a lot of us believe that we've gotten really low in the past 4 years, but to bring about really big, major, great changes. And I will cross my fingers and do my best to be as positive as possible that those of us who would like Biden to win are going to get the results that we want. And I'm not saying, I'm not talking about, I don't know, I don't want any more, I don't want this hate that's been going on. And I know it's not going to go away immediately, but I want to get to more getting stuff done and helping people and a leader that actually portrays presidential qualities and cares for people and would hug someone and make them feel better instead of calling them a loser. And so let's all hope that at midnight tonight or whenever the last vote is counted, that that will be the result. But if not, let's all band together and continue the work, because that's what we've got to do. We've just got to continue working. And I'll, that's the ray of light that I can bring, is that we still, the world doesn't end no matter what the result is. And we can always make a positive change. We can always make a positive change, even if it's clawing one little fingernail at a time in the side of the cliff. We can do it. So let's all get together and let's do it. I don't know why I'm giving you guys a motive. I really feel weird right now. And everyone just hang on with me. Hang on. All right, well, I'm going to go record Throwing Down with Joe Batance. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-231-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.